Okay, Dennis.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Ken. Thanks a
Thank
lot. My name is Dennis, and I'm an addict. Right. I don't, secular NA was something that I never imagined, early on. And when I started, boy, that reading was so appropriate. I've never seen it before, but it's excellent reading. When I started, I truly didn't believe. I did not believe the program. I didn't believe in it. I thought it was nonsense. I truly thought that people were kidding themselves. They had conned themselves into believing this stuff worked. And I was in deep shit. But I knew at that point that I had to stop using. I desperately wanted to stop using. But I had no belief whatsoever in the pro. In fact, worse than that, I knew it didn't work, which is really worse, because I had an uncle who was in AA for many years, and he never could stay clean. I thought, oh, this is bullshit, you know. So anyway, I came in because there was absolutely nothing else for me to do. I found that I was comfortable in meetings, and comfortable in the company of other addicts, so that was okay. In fact, I'm basically uncomfortable in the company of normal people to this day. Now, it doesn't affect me that negatively anymore. You know, it's not a problem for me, but at one time it was. You know, and so I came in with minor hiccups in my. I couldn't. I didn't believe in God for sure, but I was too afraid not to. Literally, I was scared not to believe because I had been indoctrinated in a religious upbringing for many, many, many 20, 17 years, 18 years. I forget what it is. No, about 16, I guess. Anyway, way too much. And, some of that shit, it sticks with you. You know what I mean? It doesn't wash away because you've gotten a bright idea. It's indoctrination. It's almost in the blood. It's fucking awful, and it took a long time to break that. But it finally started when I was about 3 years clean. I saw some people come into rooms and get clean after me, and I knew that these were true psychotics, really dangerous fucking people. Like, I've never met anybody as dangerous as some of these people in all the years I'm in recovery. And I saw them get clean and I saw them change. And I was fucking shocked. You know what I mean? Because I knew this was bullshit. I said, what the f-? So I started asking questions and I got the standard answers. Working steps, they were working steps, they were going to meetings, they were talking to their sponsor, they were in therapy, da, 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 you know, reading literature. And I thought, wow, this is great. They have no fucking idea what they're doing or what it does when they do it. And here I am stuck with something that nobody can explain. But I can see the evidence with my own two eyes that this has done things for them that I need in my life. So at that point, I started to emulate what they were doing. It took that much time to convince me that this program was real. I mean, I was absolutely positive that it was bullshit. I was still thinking like an addict. I certainly wasn't taking suggestions. I was only going to one or two meetings a week, at most. And I mean, people used to cringe when I would share. They still do, but not as badly, I've got to say. So, because I was t absolutely, completely, and utterly full of shit, you know, and I had no objection to talking, and I didn't care if they thought I was crazy. Everybody else thought I was crazy. Who gives a fuck if you think I'm crazy too? I don't care, you know. So, I moved along, and I started trying to take these actions, you know. I did a little moderately harmless service work. I'd mop up the floor after the meeting. I'd pick up the chairs and the ashtrays and shit. And Do little tiny things and no, not real service work. I didn't do any real service work until I was 7 fucking years clean. Because work, first of all, it's a four-letter word to an addict. You know what I mean? It's definitely a four-letter word. No fucking way I'm going to do any work if I can get some sucker to do it, you know? Still thinking like an addict, pure addict. And at 7 years. So they conned me into the service work. Some idiot volunteered me for his position. I said, "Well, I don't know anything about this shit." He says, "Well, it's okay. You can be vice chair. Vice chair doesn't do anything for a year. You just got to sit there and watch." I said, "Well, fuck, I can do that, you know." So I get to be vice chair. While I'm vice chair, they decide to make a new goddamned area. So we all wind up with a new area, and we have to write guidelines. And they volunteer me and somebody else who had 5 years, nice guy, still clean, 4 or 5 years, to write the guidelines. And I thought, oh shit. Well, anyway, he knew more than I did. He helped me write the guidelines, and everything worked out. And those, oh yeah, except one minor hiccup. The chairperson of area was a really nice girl who's still clean, and she was pregnant. So she gets to be 3 months pregnant, and she has major problems. The doctor tells her, "Well, that's it. You're on bed rest until you deliver." So there goes the chairperson. I am now the fucking chairperson of area. And totally responsible for this guidelines and the whole formation of the goddamn area. And oh man, well anyway, the stress was unbelievable, but the end result was I changed more in that 2 year period than I had in the previous seven by a factor of about 100. Honest to God, I was a different human being at the end of that 2 years. And it was good, I was burnt out, fried crisp, but it had been really, really effective in my recovery. I still didn't understand what a program of action meant, but I had a good glimpse of what it was about. It still took me another 5 years, almost 6 years, maybe 7 years, to come to a serious understanding of a program of action. And it came in the form of a spiritual awakening. Now, I believe this is a physical illness, and that it has a physical solution. And it has nothing to do with supernatural anything. It's absolutely natural and physical process, which literally changes the structure of my brain if I apply it well enough and long enough. And that's not my thinking. They did a survey of Tibetan monks who had been praying for many, many years and meditating, et cetera, all day long for years and years and years. And their brains were different. And the difference was their amygdala was much larger than expected. And that was consistent. They did CAT scans and EEGs, and that was a consistent finding. So the practices that we practice eventually literally change the size and shapes of our brains to some extent. So this is a physical process, and it has physical results in a physical world. There's no spirituality. Okay, how does spirituality get to be a physical process? But what if spiritual people do when you visualize, what is a spiritual person? The first thing I think of and that I see in my mind is somebody with their hands together, bowing their head, Then I'm gonna hum and a 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 hum and a, you know? Or at least the American Indians beating on a drum for a whole day or a day and a half nonstop. You know what I mean? And that's physical actions again as well. And those actions do remarkable changes. We literally become like different people. The problem with this whole thing, if it's a problem, I don't think it's not a problem for me because I have an understanding. But the problem is that the amount of repetitions and the amount of effort to put into it to make these changes stick for any length of time at all is immense. It's not light duty. It's huge. You don't do it one time and change. You know, everybody knows that. But what they don't understand is the extent of change necessary to make these changes that we're trying to get. You know, all this spiritual out. It works out that spirituality is a physical shift. It's a change in my posture. As I practice this process over and over and assume the position, okay? No offense to anybody, but assume the position of spirituality. That then, as a practice over time, changes the way that I think and feel significantly. But I have to practice a shitload, not a little bit. A lot. So today, just to probably offend a few people in here, this is an atheist who prays his ass off. Okay? Now, I learned how to pray in order to keep it from being offensive to me, which it really was in the beginning. It hurt my feelings to do this. Honest to God, I was irritated as hell. When I prayed, and I was actually very angry because it was making me do something I truly didn't want to do. But I prayed, and when I was truly desperate, you know. And what I said was, "Okay, I know you'll help me if I ask you, so I'm asking," because I was real angry, you know, genuinely furious about the whole deal. And then it worked. Now it took like 3 months for the changes to happen. But the changes that happened was something that I knew was impossible. And yet it happened anyway. It happened. I'm not going to tell you the story. I could tell you the story, but it takes too much time. And it was an enormous, unbelievable change, in almost a change in reality. And, that was the first indication, and my first thought was, "Oh, that's bullshit. That's coincidence. That can't be real. No way in hell." Anyway, it repeated itself. I got desperate enough again, and prayed again, and sure as shit, it worked again. And I thought to myself, "What the fuck is going on here? This is nuts, you know?" But I came to understand that the necessary factor is prayer works for shit sure. It does not work for the reasons they think it does, and it certainly doesn't quite work in the way they believe. There's no fucking miracles. What it is affirmation and a consistent persistence in the process of affirmation that changes the way I think and the way I feel. It changes my perspective. I mean, and it does a great job. Usually takes like four repetitions. I pray in Japanese because I don't speak Japanese. And what I say in Japanese doesn't even translate well into English. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. It means the law is the jewel in the lotus. What the fuck is that, you know? Well, I know what it is. And I understand what it means today. But I had no idea what it meant in the beginning. And it worked anyway because I was in the process and I was taking the actions. There's 5 minutes left. Okay, I got a little heads up. Can, not much, but some. Let's see if I can get it to 5 minutes. 4 minutes. There we go. Okay. So the trick to prayer is repetition. And if it doesn't work in 4 or 5 repetitions, what I do is I keep it up. I keep doing it. And what I've learned to be, like George Bush and his preemptive strikes, Anyway, I'm trying not to do that, Ken, but I couldn't avoid it. Anyway, the deal is that I worked the program before I need it today. I pray all the time. Oh, I can do some of that prayer shit. Okay, let me do that. Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. And any chance I get, I can jump up and say, okay, I can do more of that. I can do more of that. And like any good addict knows, more is better, right? So, and it actually is unbelievably, if I've been doing it 20 something years now, and yeah, 20, 23 years, 24 years, something like that. So it's not a coincidence, it's not fiction, and it's not my thinking. It's my experience that I'm sharing. I know that secular community, everybody goes, oh, he's talking about prayer? What the fuck is wrong with this? This is a secular. What's something crazy? This guy's nuts, what the hell's wrong with him? But it's about a physical process that causes physical changes. And that what that means is that anybody can do this. It does not matter what you're thinking when you do it. It does not matter what you're feeling when you do it. What matters is if I do it. If I take the actions, then I get the results. The trick is persistence. It needs a lot of repetition, not a little repetition. It needs an unbelievable amount. How I learned that was I took interferon for Hep C, and it about fucking killed me. But I lived through it. I took it for 11 months. At the end of which I was truly out of my goddamn mind, and desperate to stay clean. I didn't know what was going on. I knew I had to stay clean. I didn't know what, so I went to meetings. I found a newcomer who needed help, and I said, okay, you can bring me to meetings. And he did that. And I called him up maybe 6 years ago, and I said, hey, Fernando. Now, how long was that you was taking me to meetings? Was that 3 months, 4 months? He said, Dennis, it was a year and a half. Right. We were going to three meetings a day on the weekdays, 3 to 5 a day on the weekdays, 5 to 7 a day on the weekends, and did that for a year and a half. At the end of that year and a half, I had that spiritual awakening, which taught me, showed me, literally showed me how the program works. And I was sitting in the back of a car on my way to a meeting with a good friend of mine, one of those psychotic motherfuckers I was talking about earlier who would cut your throat and smile. Oh, yeah. He's clean now for 36 or 37 years. And I'm over 40 now. And I started telling him, I said, Jesus, I've got this Rolodex in my head and it's flipping cards. One card after another. This happens because that happens, and that happens because this happens, and this happens because that happens. And boom, 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 boom. At the end of which, I had an understanding of the program. I take humbling actions, acting as if, and those actions then change how I think and feel. And since it's a physical process and completely physical actions, it's a physical, secular form of recovery. Without doubting, it's certainly spirituality is a change in my posture. And I change that posture intentionally and deliberately on a daily basis, as much as I can cram into my life, as much as this program as I can cram into my life. And anyone can do that. Anyone at any time can change their whole outlook on the day by operating program. But the trick is you got to do a lot of it. So That's all I got. I really appreciate this place and these people that that are in it, and I think that we're the future of NA or AANNA, frankly. And that's our job to lay out what this program is, what it does, how it does it, and that so that other people can then do it too, you know. And the way I go about doing it means that anybody is eligible. Anybody can operate this. Please keep coming back. Please work the bloody program, and it will work you. Love you. Thank you very much.